the Boston Medium. Make sure to tune into my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Get excited for spirit communication, new music, and the dream world. Come play with me on the supernatural. Hear it live right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass, Freeform Radio. Woo!
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's great to see the whole day through. Good morning to you. And a good morning to you. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. And you are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, me, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right, baby. We're here on this beautiful Friday, beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous morning. Here to just play some dope music. I hope you like that. That was the Shirelles with He's So Fine, a classic. And that's what I do. I give you the classics because that's what I'm all about. I love it. Vintage, throwbacks, independent. I am your plug, but I'm also your plug through the psychic world and the spirit world through music and sound. Ooh, so I was not here Tuesday for my regular show. Oh, I missed you. I know you missed me. But I was dying. Death was happening. Oh God. No, I had a really bad sore throat and it was literally from allergies. Like allergies were kicking my ass and I was like, there's no way. Spirit wants me to take a break. There's no way I could go on the show. And then lo and behold, after a bunch of different crazy remedies, I just had to take some freaking cough syrup. That's it. And then it went away. Wow. Interesting. Anyways, so stay safe out there. Who cares? It's worth it. This beautiful weather. Oh my God. Totally. It's totally worth it. You know, whatever it is, bring it on. Bring it on. Come on. Bring on the pollen. Bring it on. Come on. I'll stay outside. But it's so funny when I had the allergies, when every time I'd go outside, I'd feel better. But when I went inside, I felt like I was dying. But when I went outside, it was like, it's all so clear to me. You know, isn't that weird how that happens? Anyway, yeah, so I decided to sneak in here at 10 to 11 a.m. And I'm super excited. Just super, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. And, you know, on this show, on the Paranormal Playground Sounds Boston Medium TV show, you know, we focus on spirit. We focus on, you know, we dive and we tap into the frequency, the radio station of the highest good possible that we could bring in to just really uplift the day. And I swear to God, I have the best days right after I do. There's not a day that I get off radio and I'm like, well, that sucks and I don't really feel good. No, I'm like on God crack. Like I'm high every time I get off the radio because it's uplifting in the energy and it's you, it's me. We're co-creating this. And, you know, I have been getting guidance where to the next direction of where to take this, where to take this. And there is a lot that's going on. The environment, the energy, what's going on in the air and the media and the news, and it's very volatile out there. And what we need to do is have spaces to be able to come and remember the good that we're choosing. Remember the joy that we're choosing. Remember the beautiful life that we're choosing. But what I like to do here is really, really spread love. But also I'd like to emphasize that spreading love is not just about passivity and, you know, Hershey kisses and marshmallows and Skittles and unicorns and rainbows and that's it. No, with love, we must speak our truth. We must do that unthinkable thing. The thing we don't all want to do. And that's speak up, stand up for ourselves, be the authentic voice, be the authentic the authenticity that we were meant to be right now. And it is very important. And it is very important for me to surround the energy and beautiful consciousness of gratitude for where we live, and gratitude for this country, and gratitude for this beautiful existence and environment and everything and everyone has done for us. Lots of gratitude. And so right here, right now, I'm moved into a direction of embracing and understanding and communicating it's okay to be you. It's okay to speak your truth. It's okay to make other people feel uncomfortable. It's okay to make the disruption, as long as it is coming from a place, as long as you're not hurting anyone and it is coming from a place where you know in your heart you must express, by all means, because that is where all the good things attract to you. You see, you're already good. You are already dynamite. You already powerful. You don't need any more empowerment. No. You don't need uplifting from outside world. You are the giver, and you're the giver of all these gifts and talents that never end and the infinite magic. And before we go into some more music and me just communicating what I need to communicate today, I would like to give a shout out to all the wonderful, beautiful American women of this country, this nation of freedom. But not just the beautiful American women that it's just the surface level. No, that woman who does the work of God and whatever she believes it is, does the work and lets the universe and nature flow through her. I want to give love and appreciation to the natural woman who goes outside in the world with her real self, her true being, her authenticity, because everything about her, she is what the entire world aspires to be like. And I'm not just saying just American women, all women, but all women who is completely natural in herself, that believes she is enough, that doesn't have to put on extra things or extra stuff or believe she needs to live a falsehood in order to please or be accepted. She is the true giver because she gives life. She gives inspiration. She gives kindness. She gives love, caring, compassion, nurturing. That is her uniqueness. And I feel like I don't give enough appreciation and enough love to the beautiful, natural, authentic woman of our world. If you feel like you've not get enough credit right here listening, you are. You have. You are this. We see you. Sometimes the world and the media doesn't want to acknowledge your true authenticity, but right here I'm feeling inspired to let you know you are it. You got this. No matter what age, no matter what color, no matter what religion, ethnicity, whatever it is, your natural beauty and your courage to say I'm enough and go out into the world and know it and don't need the outside world to validate your beauty, you inspire the heck out of me, and I would like to be more like you. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, this is a beautiful day. And it is a beautiful day to be alive, as always. We are here, we are here. We are here, and life is good. Life is so good because you are here. Yes, take that breath in. Take it in. Exhale. And I was wondering, I was contemplating a guided meditation. I was contemplating, you know, some spiritual channeling, but I don't know. Sunday service, that's for the channeling. And, you know, when I'm subbing, I like to just play music, but I'm really feeling the 50s, the 60s, and let's do it. Let's go on with it. I'm here for it. All right. I want to play this next artist, the Delphonics. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling soul 60s and 50s for some reason. Like, it's that type of morning. But you know how I like to transition. I might just, I'm going to pop in some Beach Boys, pop in some surf and some rockabilly. You know how it is. So, the Delphonics. Oh, I love this song. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I?
We'll be right back. Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. Your lips are moving. I cannot hear. Your voice is soothing.
Still morning. It's still a beautiful, beautiful morning. I hope you enjoyed that. Oh my God, Rubber Soul. Woo-hoo! It's one of my favorite albums along with Pet Sounds. Actually, it was interesting because I actually discovered Rubber Soul before I discovered Pet Sounds. And that, growing up, that was one of my favorite albums. And then later on, I've discovered Pet Sounds. And it was I read that there was this secret duel going on with the Beatles and the Beach Boys. And, you know, Brian Wilson was over here creating Smile. He was over here creating Good Vibrations. He was over here doing these innovative things with sound during Pet Sounds. And then, you know, the Beatles, they came out with Strawberry Fields. And Brian was like, oh my God, they already did it. They did what I was trying to do. And he believed he legit believed his house was bugged and they had spies and people were trying to take his stuff, his ideas. Oh my God. I mean, I don't believe him, but like, it's amazing because the Beatles and the Beach Boys are such great friends, and Paul McCartney and Brian Wilson, and there is no rivalry. It's like, oh my God, I love you. We have this love because Rubber Soul and Pet Sounds are so different, but they have the same undertone of that innovative transitioning going on during the 60s and where rock music was going. with like these boy bands, and all of a sudden these boy bands weren't so poppy anymore. These boy bands were like mature and maturing in their sound and in the way that they became more eccentric, eclectic, and just really connecting with something very spiritual and during the age of Aquarius. And so back then, you know, the drugs weren't as hardcore. I mean, the drugs were crazy, but they weren't as hardcore as they're now. Now it's just like Zoop, Stepford Wife. Anyway, just kidding. We're here, we're clear. We're getting it in. So I'm loving this playlist. I'm loving this 10 o'clock during the morning, during the day, Friday. It's good. It feels good. I like it. The Beatles, I'm looking through ya. I'm looking through ya. Three Dog Night, Mama Told Me Not to Come. Yeah, that's a good one. Delphonics, Didn't I Blow Your Mind? So we got so much, we got much more to come. And I hope you're doing good. I'm doing freaking fantastic. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so grateful. Every time I'm here, I'm just like, I can't believe I have this place. Like, it's solace. It's home. It's heart. It's my heart. It's like, I feel it's sanity. You know, it's like, I'm so grateful. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love the studio, and I love WMFO. It's just, the energy's here. The energy here is unreal. Just so magical with so much music and life. It's good. So what do I want to play next? I do want this. This is a very sweet Beach Boys. Did I just start singing? I'm like, I literally just started singing it to you instead of like telling you what that was. I have a bunch. So last time I played some Tina Turner. That was good. Proud Mary. Oh, I'm going to give it to you. I'm giving it to you because it's a day. Sorry, you're going to hear some Pat Boone. I love it. I love it. I love it. Actually, have you ever seen the story about Little Richard? Oh my God. It's hilarious. They have Pat Boone actually trying to, you know, like back in the 50s. And where they would put the white artist on the covers of these black artists because they couldn't sell these albums with black artists on them. So they have to put the white faces on them. And they had Pat Boone doing a cover of Tutti Frutti. And he's on the mic going, Tutti Frutti on the rooty, Tutti Frutti, whoa. And you have Little Richard back like, what's he trying to do? Okay, are you listening to this? And he's wiling out. Oh my God, you got to see this movie. I forgot what it was called, but it's a story about Little Richard. It's like Tutti Frutti on the Rooty. You know, like Pat Boone, he's like this clean cut, like, you know, that all American white boy from the 50s. And it was just so funny. It was just really hilarious seeing that scene. And I never forgot that scene. I was like, oh my God. Like, Little Richard must have been so mad. Like, he was messing up his song. Anyway. Anyways, well, I'm going to give it to you. So here, so you can have a sneak peek of, you know, what Pat Boone. I love Pat Boone, you know. I do. I love Little Richard. I love him. But I also, you know, I also like Pat Boone. So he's not bad. I mean, it's easy listening. Non-problematic. Oh, God. And every time I see him or hear him, I think about that movie and I laugh really, really, really hard. So here's some love letters in the sand. I'm here till 11 p.m. Yes.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love. You made a vow that you would true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my broken heart aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand. Thank you.
so hard to see that they all envy me. Cause you're my lovely baby, you belong to me. That's the way it was meant to be. Oh,
yeah.
Oh well, now I know I love you so.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing, 'twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration, may their lives be filled with love. From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
Get Macy's low.
This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Merline, the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm wondering if we should do a brief meditation, because why not? Why wouldn't we do that? Like, why? Why is it getting aggressive? Why? Sorry, I just actually got really excited. Or spontaneity. Come on. Come closer. Come closer. Come into my world. Come into my kingdom. Come into my atmosphere. I want to invite you into something very magicaler. It's my new word, magicaler. Magicaler. I'm not even on anything. I need a workout, actually. Take some deep inhales, exhale. That's right, I said, that's right, this is spontaneous healing. I'm giving you Reiki while I'm doing this, spontaneous healing. Let the vibration in, high, high, high for the heavens. Wash and clear, wash and cleanse. Let the love of God surround you, let the love of spirit surround you. Let the earth plane and all of your needs be met right now. Feel into this omnipresence and this beautiful energy that surrounds you. You can feel a shift in your heart and your heart center. You can feel the vibration raising on this beautiful Friday. You can feel all of God, universe, love. You can feel the radiance of magic. You can feel yourself channeling the abundance that is coming your way, that you already have. You are filled with good. Your whole entire temple, your whole entire being is just a magnet of so much good. Imagine yourself outside near the ocean on a beach. You can feel the sand, you can hear the seagulls, you can smell the beautiful air. Can feel the warm, salty atmosphere. You can feel the freedom that is surrounding you. You can feel the angelic vibration of love, truth, and magic. You can feel the angelic beauty that surrounds your entire being. On this beautiful beach, we awaken the divinity within ourselves of that authentic place of love. You can feel the vastness of the air. You can feel the magic that surrounds us right now. You feel yourself becoming one with the universe and the ocean and the water. You can see yourself uplifting higher and higher into the air as almost you disappear into just pure energy, and all of a sudden you see your hands and they've turned into the clouds. You see your skin and they've turned into the blue sky. You see your entire body up, 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 up into the air, and then you look down and you can see the land, the ocean lining that meets the land, that beautiful view as if you're in an airplane looking down, and you just keep going up and up and up. You're going up and up as if you're in a hot air balloon, as if you are an airplane, as if you are just so free right now in this moment. You are washing and cleansing your soul, cleansing your spirit, and you feel so good. You feel so good to be alive.
You meet forces with all that is real and all that is true right now. See, right now in this moment, we get an opportunity to remember who we are. We take in the healing. We get the healing, and the healing comes to us one by one by one. You are open to receiving this healing. You are open to receiving the love, and you are open to receiving all the good that wants to be attracted to you today. You see, you manifest everything within yourself. There is nothing outside of yourself that needs to be added. Everything that you want and everything that you could possibly imagine right now that you want to create is already within you. Just look at yourself. Just look at your being. You're a bank. You are a bank full of money, cash flow constantly. That billionaire is within you. There is no wishing to be a billionaire. There is no wanting to be a billionaire. You're already a billionaire. You're already making that much money. You are money. Money sticks to you. But it's not just finite material money that sticks to you. It's energy. It's love. It's everything you need. It's you being taken care of. You are just the most magnetic, beautiful being. You are radiant with love. You can feel yourself opening and expanding. You can feel the truth within you of your infinite being. Never born, never die, never be created or destroyed. Feel into your free, full potential. Feel into your energy being activated and your higher self being activated to what you need to know. Let your good thoughts and positive thoughts guide you today. Come back down to earth right now. Come back to the sand, to the water. Open up your eyes and realize that it's within you. That feeling you want. What you want to look like, what you want to be, what you want to eat, what you want to have, how you want to live, how you want to love, what you want to create, that's within you right now, and you have the power to choose. And it all starts with a beautiful childlike imagination. Start with a childlike imagination today and free yourself. Start with a childlike imagination within your head. And give yourself a burst of energy with what you create. Give yourself a burst of energy of that unique vision that's in you that only you can create and only you can bring into this earth. Bring into that vision of creation that no one's ever seen. That energy that they're feeling and they're knowing, oh, it's never been done. You are this. You are this miracle of light. Let's do this. Ow. Thank you. And if you're just tuning in, we're here. We're almost done. I'm the Boston Medium, Ryan Merlinite. Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFM, Edward Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 10:50. We're out of here at 11 p.m. And I'm so glad and I'm so happy to have this experience with all of you. But we're not done just yet. No, it's not over. It's not over. We got 10 more minutes of this. Of course. So, because we have so much more time, I wanted to play. What is better than to play the fifth dimension? Like, what would be better than playing, you know? We must play the fifth dimension right now. It's so perfect. It is so much perfection right now. And what better to play up, up and away? Yeah. Stay tuned.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
We can fly.
Up, up and away. My beautiful balloon.
you find yourself loving me. Hide the mountain, hide us, but keep the moon beside us. Your love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon, way up in the air.
up and away, my beautiful balloon.
What a fun song. Oh my god, and what a fun band. Aren't they? Oh, goodness. I can't believe time has flown. That was the Fifth Dimension with Up, Up and Away. And then before that, the Browns, Three. The Three Bells, Cleftones, Little Girl Mine, Jake Isle Band. Angel is a centerfold. Na 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 na. Speaking of Jay Giles' band, Angel is a Centerfold, I had a dream before I came back to radio, like about, I think it was like a couple months or like a year or whatever, that I was in a studio and I was playing Jay Giles' band, Angel is a Centerfold, and it was like I was back on radio and I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this! I remember it was the pandemic and I didn't know when I was going to be back, and it happened, and now I play Jay Giles' band, Angel is a Centerfold, every chance that I get. I have to. It's amazing. Thank you. Angel, get it? The angels. Signs are everywhere, so watch out for all these signs, and stay tuned for my show that happens at my main show from 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays. Tuesday night, guided meditation, music followed by the playlist in my dreams and what spirit was in my dreams and wants to speak. And then Sunday service, we have 1 p.m. to 2 Sunday service, I do a inspirational speaking with country, bluegrass, jazz, gospel, jubilee, hip hop, and classical, easy listening, all the good stuff. Keeping it roots Americana. Keeping it roots American along with the Sunday service. So you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I am your host, Miranda Merle, the Boss Medium. I hope to see you again. This has been a blast, and I think I'm going to be doing more of this, multiple, you know, fill-ins for the week, because I had such a great experience, and this is heaven on earth, being here on air with you all. It is. It truly is. So I'm going to leave you with some Chuck Berry so you can get energized for the rest of your day. I love you so much. Radio air hug. Radio air hug. Love you. Love you to the moon and back. Here is Chuck Berry. Oh, baby doll.
Baby doll, when bells ring out the summer breeze. Oh, baby doll, will it end for you and me? We'll sing old alma mater and think of things that used to be. I remember so well back when the weather was cool. We used to have so much fun when we were walking to school. If we stopped off to hear the latest songs they sing, can't we just make it in before the bell would ring? Oh, baby doll, when bells ring out the summer free. Oh, baby doll, will it end for you and me? We'll sing the old alma mater and think of things it used to be. sing the old alma mater, think of things that used to be. When the teacher was gone, that's when we had a ball. We used to dance and play all up and down the halls. We had a portable radio, we was all in the jack, but we'd be all back in order when the teacher got back. Oh baby doll, when bells ring out the summer breeze. Oh baby doll, oh will it end for you and me?